Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Mary Dezine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, Walk Kansas is a very big event, and you're going to talk with us about that.
Yes. So Walk Kansas is coming up for another year. This is one of Extension's most recognizable programs. And we're excited to have it back for another year. What it is one of our health and physical activity programs. And it happens every spring. This year it's running March 22nd through May 16th. Registration is open online. And to register, you simply go to walkkansasonline.com. And you can sign up. You can sign up as a solo walker and be a team of one, or you can sign up a team of maybe your coworkers, family, friends, neighbors, whoever you decide to have on your team. Team can be as many as you would like. Within reason, and so we're not limiting the number of people on your team, and you don't have to be in proximity to each other. Maybe you have a family member in another state that wants to join your team, and that is perfectly fine. So it's really up to you on if you want to do it by yourself or have a team. Super easy to register online. It is $10 a person, and you have access to our Walk Kansas online system. Depending on what challenge you choose, you can track your progress. We have different trails based on how ambitious your goals are. So you can pick your trail, and then you can track where you're at on the trail and see how far you're going every week as you log your minutes or your miles. So it's always a lot of fun. It's a great time of year because the weather is starting to get warm. People are wanting to get out, kind of shake off some of those winter blues. Maybe, you know, some of us have become a little more sedentary in January and February, and we want to get moving again. So it's a great time of year. It's a great motivator. You can also log your fruits and vegetables in your water if you want to. You don't have to, but it's, you know, something that you can do if you're wanting to not only change some of your exercise habits for the better, but change some of your eating habits for the better. So it's really up to you how much you want to track and how serious you want to take it. It runs through May 16th, and you'll have regular communication from K-State Extension. There'll be some different newsletters and communication happen throughout the program. There's T-shirts you can buy. Some people buy a T-shirt every year. We try to switch up the colors, and it's always fun to see what the new T-shirt is. There's all kinds of things that you can do if you want to do a pre-fitness test to see where you're at and then see how far you come by the end. It's really, it's as much as you make of it. So again, if you are interested in registering, simply go to walkkansasonline.org and sign up.
Make sure you guys get involved. It's always a fun time. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.